here at Georgia Tech Volleyball with Rebecca. How was your offseason overall? Were you able to play? How do you prepare for this upcoming season individually?
So in the summer I did a lot of work, just training with our strength and conditioning coach, you know, getting in the gym, lifting weights, working on my agility, because you know that was kind of something that I really wanted to work on. But just, you know, getting in the gym with a couple of the girls, we had a couple team, not team practices, but just a couple captains practices, bringing people in, getting reps in, and it was really good just to have everybody in Atlanta for the most part, so it was really nice.
Did you stay in Atlanta the entire summer? Did you go any other places to play? What did you do?
Well, we did go to Brazil in May, so we did go there for our foreign tour, and then we came back, and I was here all summer. I was interning as well as practicing here, so I was interning at AT&T just for another internship. That was this is my second summer with AT&T, but I was fortunate enough to stay in Atlanta for the summer.
What was the trip to Brazil like, and how did it help the team on and off the court?
Oh, it was amazing. It was so cool to see like such a different culture, but I think we grew a lot together as a team, you know, just seeing how well the other teams play together and seeing different types of volleyball. I think that's not something that we're used to in the U.S. We're kind of used to one version of volleyball, but being able to go overseas and see different ball control styles, different offense styles, I think that was really helpful to open our eyes to volleyball. And we were fortunate enough to go to the Maracana Stadium, which is where they're holding the Olympic ceremonies and stuff like that. But we went to a soccer match, and all the fans were so passionate, and it was so cool to see how much passion people have for athletics and people have for their sport. And so I think we're trying to bring that into volleyball here.
Do you watch the Olympics now, the indoor or even the beach, and pick up some things, or look at the other countries and see how they play?
Oh yeah, definitely. We're actually going to be watching the semifinals and the finals for both the men's and women's here for preseason. Again, just to pick up on things, see, you know, how the people of the highest level in our game and our sport are playing. And try to emulate that. So I'll be definitely looking at the setters, looking at different offenses and stuff like that. So I'm really excited.
You brought up your position setter as a senior setter. Third year, I think, with coach's offense. Mm-hmm. Do you feel an aptitude or comfort with it right now to really control it and be that leader as a senior now?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some, there's a lot of experience that's been along with this. You know, this, like you said, this is my third year. And while I did have to learn a little bit of it, I think I feel comfortable with it now. Of course, we're always tweaking things. We always want to change stuff depending on who we're playing or what players we have and their strengths. So it's always a process, but I think that we're all becoming more familiar with this process, and that's actually helping a lot. When we're all kind of bought into the same thing, it makes my job a lot easier.
What do you work? You worked on individually, specifically with your position and your role within the team to help them out during the off. What do you prepare for in the off season to help them out?
Really, it's just getting people in and doing really intentional reps. So I'll pull in some middles, especially because the middle and setter connection is so important, so crucial. But I love to pull in middles and just ask them, hey, you want to hit a couple more balls? And just it's little things like that over time that really add up into the overall offense and how everything clicks together. So with this offseason, I've just been asking pins, asking middles, even liberos and DSs to come in with me, and just overall just trying to get a better feel for how this team can roll.
Lastly, veteran group, I think you have close to 6 or 7 returners from last year's team. You feel this is the time now, third year under coach, all of you players coming back, that you can make your stamp and become a postseason team and compete for top level conference?
Yeah, I mean, that's always our goal. We're always looking to push for the ACC championship and push for you know, making the NCAA tournament. And I think we definitely have an opportunity. I think a lot of other ACC schools have graduated a lot of their talent, and that's not to say anything about the girls there now. The ACC will always be a tough conference, but I think now this year is one of our best years to really attack it. And I think everybody knows that. The gym culture already has changed so much. I think we really all have that goal in mind, and we're all gunning for it, so it's exciting.